looking for them, but no one seems to have an exact answer to what they actually are.
Hey there, podcast listeners. So this audio is actually being ripped from our YouTube video, so please ignore it if I say some YouTube-y or otherwise irrelevant stuff. But when I do say to subscribe in this audio, just take it as subscribing or following us on any platform that you are listening. Thanks! Now enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to be going over what exactly a hookup actually is and why it's important to define that. Before we dive into this video though, you should definitely make sure to check out our free online dating opener formula. So this is actually going to triple your response rates on a host of different dating sites and dating apps. This is a great way to get the best opening line to send to anyone who you're interested in, and it's totally free. So go ahead and click the link that's popping up above me and found in the description down below to go to our free online dating opener formula. While you're at it, do not forget to check out our free online dating app quiz, which will actually pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. It's quick, fun, easy, and totally free. So don't forget to check that out. That's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. All right, so let's get into the nitty-gritty. Hookups. This is something that a lot of people are seeking after, but it can be a point of contention because a lot of people have differing opinions on what it actually is and defining it. So first off, why is this even important? Why define this term? In theory, if you define what hooking up actually means, then everyone would be on the same page when you say that. So when people are saying to each other, I've hooked up with someone over the weekend, there's no longer any questions of what does that mean? Does that mean that you went all the way, something else happened, what happened there? It can be argued that this term is kept ambiguous for a reason, where some people might not feel comfortable sharing those nitty-gritty details, so it's a way of sort of getting out of saying I did this specifically and keeping it a little bit up to the imagination or maybe a little bit secretive as to what actually happened. Some could argue that the ambiguity is a good thing because it leaves a level of secrecy and sort of privacy to the whole thing where you can explain that something was happening but without getting into the details of it. Whereas if you say something a little bit more blatant like I did this weekend with this person, then it leaves nothing really to the imagination and it's all put out there. But if you want to have a level of secrecy, of not telling at all, then you could just say this term. The ambiguity of this phrase actually allows for people to round up or round down the amount of experiences that they've actually had according to whatever image they're trying to project. Because actually in some studies, men tended to say that they had more hookups than the women tended to say that they have, which could contribute to this idea that men tend to possibly over-exaggerate the amount of sexual experiences that they've had due to the constructs of society. Maybe they are being totally honest, I don't know. But again, the ambiguity of the phrase allows for people to have their own interpretations of whatever happened. This can actually be done in a way to help men and women dodge judgments for their amount or lack of experience. So maybe the fact that this term is kept a little bit ambiguous and up to the interpretation could be a good thing for many people who don't want to disclose specific details. However, on the flip side, the ambiguity can sometimes lead to bad things because if two people have different understandings and opinions of what hooking up means, but they had an agreement that they would do so, maybe it could lead to some pressure or some misunderstandings might just not be for the best. Which is why maybe instead of, you know, making a catch-all definition for what hooking up is in general, maybe what you could do is define what that means to you and communicate that to whatever person you are going to have some sort of interaction with. Quick question of the day. Do you participate in hookup culture and does the term hookup confuse you? Have you ever been unsure about exactly what it entails? Leave your comments down below. If your idea of hooking up is one thing and you are in a situation with someone whose idea of it is something totally else, at best, it could just be a misinterpretation. It could be maybe awkward or something. At worst, it could lead to a lot of pressure or negative things happening. So it could be important to define this very ambiguous term depending on the interactions that you are going to be having. So on the one hand, defining this term in a general sense for a lot of people might be not necessarily the most advantageous thing. However, defining it on a personal level between you and the person you're about to have some sort of intimate connection with could be extremely important. So why define it? Maybe you don't have to define it at all, but if you are going to be doing that with someone, hooking up with someone, it could be great to be on the same page. Outside of just having an awkward or very, very bad experience because of mismatched expectations and understandings of what this phrase means, it could also lead to longer term questions and effects. Like if two people have differing ideas of what it means, maybe someone thinks that hooking up with someone in any sort of sense could mean that they are in a relationship from there on out. Some people might not think that. So discussing this type of thing is invaluably important, especially if you might perceive each other to be on different pages. But overall, communication is always so important in any type of interaction with anyone else on a dating slash sexual level. If you're enjoying this video so far, please make sure to give it a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. So it really helps us out when you give our videos a thumbs up, because that shows YouTube that people are enjoying our content. So then YouTube pushes our videos out for more people to see. So we would really appreciate your thumbs up and your subscription. So we talked about, why should it be defined? Should it be defined? What's the good and the bad of it being or not being defined? Now, again, what is this? Let's talk about what is a sort of general consensus for what the term hooking up even actually means. So again, there isn't necessarily one. You know, people's ideas of what this means are on a spectrum, something from just falling asleep together to actually having sex, anything in the middle. So it all sort of depends on anyone's opinion. There is a lot of gray area here, but the general consensus is something of a sexual sort of nature happened between two people. That is the best, broadest definition that you could probably give this term. Besides that, using the term hooking up can have a connotation for what sort of relationship that those people have, because usually you wouldn't use that phrase in a long-term committed relationship for the most part. So it can definitely leave a connotation towards something that might be a little bit more on the casual end typically. But this is pretty interesting. The definition of this term is so hotly contested. I mean, there are studies out there of college students who all have differing ideas of what this means. But generally, it's some sort of physical intimacy that tends to be sort of a one-time thing for the most part, or just a very casual thing. No matter what type of thing that you are looking for, we can help you out by making sure that you send the best first message on any dating site or dating app. The best way to go about this is to use our free online dating opener formula, which will be linked above me and found in the description down below. This is actually going to triple your response rates on any dating site or dating app. Again, it's totally free, so don't forget to check out our free online dating opener formula. So now that we sort of have a loose definition of what this actually means, let's go into some more aspects of this. So when you do have a hookup, can this ever lead to a more serious relationship? The answer is maybe, but the context is that maybe not. You know, it's not established that there's going to be dating after this. This is sort of an implied casual, non-long-term thing for the most part. So again, you know, definitions vary and expectations and thoughts vary, but for the most part, something could, you know, become of a hookup, right? So if you do have a one-time thing with somebody, you could, in theory, keep talking to them and, you know, hang out more, and something could breed from that. But the intention is not there from the get-go to have a long-term serious monogamous relationship. That's not like the intention behind the hookup, because the connection here between you and this other person who are, you know, participating in the hookup is a physical connection, right? So a emotional one could come afterwards if you would like that, if both people are interested and pursue that. But again, it's not the intent necessarily behind this. I mean, I guess it differs, but if you are looking for a actual long-term serious relationship, I wouldn't necessarily recommend going for hookup. Now, what are the pros and cons of hooking up? The pros are, if you are not looking for something serious, this can be a fun thing for you to do if you're interested in just the physical side of things with somebody. It means that you don't necessarily have to commit, and hopefully there is some sort of understanding between you two that it won't necessarily lead to anything more unless you both change your minds about that. So it can just be a fun experience for you, possibly. Cons to hookup culture, however, is that if you are looking for something more serious, obviously this is not the way to go. Also, depending on the amount that you do, it could not be the best for your health, because there's no commitment or anything here. You don't know how many hookups that other person's having, so you do need to keep your safety first and sort of think about what you're doing, because everything that you do does have consequences. Could be good, could be bad, could be just about nothing. But maybe this also ties into why understanding what this actually means is a really important thing, because before you go into something not necessarily understanding the context of it, you could be left with consequences and regrets. So just understand that this is a more casual thing, which could be fun or could not be, depending on the type of person that you are and what you're looking for. But that is going to just about wrap up this video. I hope that it helped you find some more understanding with this term, the pros, the cons, why define it, everything about this. I hope that this helped you have a little bit more better understanding to what this actually means. So please make sure to check out our free online dating app quiz that's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. That's going to pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. It's totally free, quick, fun, easy, all of that. So do not forget to check out the quiz. While you're at it, do not forget to check out our free online dating opener formula, which is going to triple your response rates on a host of different dating apps and dating sites. So the link to that is going to be above me and found in the description down below as well. Also, now that you are just about done with this video, make sure to check out some of our other ones popping up on either side of me. And don't forget to answer the question of the day. Do you participate in hookup culture? Have you ever been confused by the term? Have you ever had a point of contention with someone about what it means and you realize you both have two different ideas? Leave all of your experiences, comments, questions, everything down below. We'd love to hear from you. But thank you so much for watching this video. I hope that you enjoyed it. Please leave a like if you liked it and subscribe if you loved it. And hopefully we'll see you here again on Online for Love. Thanks, bye!